Hello and welcome to the Business Today News podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. The World Health Organization has suspended testing the malaria drug hydroxychloroquine in COVID-19 patients due to safety concerns, WHO Director General has said. Hydroxychloroquine has been touted by Donald Trump and others as a possible treatment for the disease caused by the novel coronavirus. The US president has said he was taking the drug to help prevent infection. The Himachal Pradesh government has decided to extend the lockdown till June 30th in three districts, including Hamirpur, Solan, and Shimla. The state government has authorized all district magistrates to extend the lockdown measures beyond the current phase, ending on June 1st. In the past 3 weeks, Himachal Pradesh saw a surge in coronavirus cases due to the influx of people to their homes. With the milestone of 1 lakh tests per day being achieved, the government is now developing a strategy to further increase the capacity. Infrastructure is currently being developed to enhance the testing capacity of up to 2 lakh tests per day in the coming days. There are 609 testing labs across the country as of now. It includes 431 public and 178 private labs. Indian Council of Medical Research is continuously scaling up its testing facilities for COVID-19 by giving approval to government and private laboratories. ICMR has already expanded its testing criteria to include returnee migrants and other frontline workers. Jio Platforms, a wholly owned subsidiary of Reliance Industries, has been making headlines for roping in marquee names such as Facebook, General Atlantic, KKR, among others, as investors. But there is one big piece of news that they haven't announced. Anant Ambani, the youngest son of Mukesh Ambani, has been formally inducted into the family empire. The 25-year-old debuts as additional director in Jio Platforms. This happened just a week before the nationwide lockdown announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, say sources. India's economy began slowing last year, but a countrywide lockdown implemented by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on March 25th halted economic activity completely. The poll of 52 economists indicated India's economy grew at 2.1% in the March quarter from a year ago, its weakest since comparable records began in early 2012 and sharply slower than 4.7% in the prior 3 months. Mahindra Group Chairman Anand Mahindra on Monday said lockdown extensions are not just economically disastrous but also create another medical crisis. While acknowledging that choices are not easy for policymakers, he said a lockdown extension will not help. He was referring to an article that highlighted the dangerous psychological effects of lockdowns and the huge risk of neglecting non-COVID patients. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye.